Thank you very much. I have no financial disclosures. And so we have been involved in Massachusetts in a grand experiment. We like to call it a grand experiment. And we're going to share a little bit about how the first stage of our grand experiment has gone. Here we go. So I'm going to talk a little bit today with you about our Public Health District Incentive Grant Program in Massachusetts that has been funded by the Centers for Disease Control. And talk a little bit about the purpose of the study, the methods, what we've learned. We've been involved in evaluating their planning approaches to multi-jurisdictional service sharing. So what we've learned to share with others who are embarking on this brave infrastructure change. And then a few recommendations and lessons learned. So context is important for us. In Massachusetts, 51% of our municipalities have populations of 10,000 or less. And that is important because every municipality is responsible for its own public health service delivery. So we have 351 boards of health in our state and 351 municipalities. And more than half of them serve very small jurisdictions. So as you can imagine, the ability to provide a full array of public health services is relatively limited in our state. And we've known about that for a long time. But like Colorado, home rule is a very important value in our state, and joining together to work together to provide any governmental services. Public health is one of many. Schools, libraries, EMS, waste disposal. Coming together to provide services heirs of losing local control. And that's important for us. Our local public health services are funded primarily through local tax dollars. A handful of states are savvy enough to get contracts and grants. Very few get federal grants, but a few of them are. But most of them are local tax dollars. The organization of our services is largely aligned with our state mandates, and our state mandates are largely regulations and enforcement. So the bulk of our public health services are focused around regulation and enforcement. With retail food inspections, septic inspections being the top ones. And then there are vast disparities in local public health funding for public health services. And because of the vast disparities in funding, there's vast disparities in the qualifications of our workforce, and our public health priorities often compete with other local issues like potholes and garbage and things like that. So the budgets are set. We have as you can imagine, every city and town also has its own governmental structure, but largely our budgets are set by either the Board of Health or the town administrators. And so they compete every year with other local issues. But like most other health departments across the state, our infrastructure our public health infrastructure has been impacted by the economic downturn, and it is one of the reasons why people are even coming together to talk about service sharing. When we started with Harold Cox at Boston University back in 2004 and 2005, started talking about improving our infrastructure and coming together to share services, we were practically booed out of rooms, and you know, there are very few that were even willing to come, like be seen in a room where we're talking about regional service sharing. And as you'll see, that climate has changed rapidly, and I think one of the drivers of that is the economy. So it's those silver linings that we look for sometimes. So just to switch gears, our public health infrastructure grant, improvement grant, was funded by the CDC, And we have a number of lofty goals that we hope to see as a result of this grant opportunity, provided that Congress continues to appropriate money for it. We hope to improve the scope and quality of our public health services, reduce regional disparities that we know exist in our state, improve efficiencies in the delivery of public health services. It doesn't make sense for 20 tiny little towns to have a person, everyone trained in pool inspections when there are, you know, 20 pools in those 20 towns altogether. So improve efficiencies, policy change. We want to see policy changes to improve population health. Talk about politics. This next one is a hot button issue in our state, strengthen workforce qualifications. It is incredibly political to change workforce qualifications or even to set qualifications and have municipalities agree to it. And then long term down the road, we're always looking to prepare for voluntary accreditation, but I think generally we're pretty far away from that, with the exception of a few communities. So year one is what I'm going to talk to you a little bit about today. The state funded really 6-month planning grants. They were very short planning grants by the time we got the money out to folks, ranging from $15,000 to $30,000. The purpose of the planning grants was to bring the communities that you wanted to bring together on board to figure out how you would share services. We had no idea if anyone would even apply for this grant, but 11 groups of municipalities actually did, and 11 groups of municipalities, 113 municipalities in total, so about a third of our municipalities are engaged in, or have been engaged in, discussions about service sharing, which is pretty big for us, actually. Years 2 through 5, which will start January 1, their grant applications are due November 18th, so they're all madly working on them right now. So years 2 through 5, through a separate proposal writing process, we originally thought that 5 groups of communities would be funded, but we have now cobbled together more funding. So anyone who puts together a regional plan will probably get funded to implement their plans, which is exciting for us. And it'll be a step-down funding mechanism, eventually, that these groups of communities would sustain their own services. And then the grants offered additional funding for consulting and training, technical assistance. My group that I work with, we are responsible for evaluating these service sharing agreements over time. So this is a quick map of the groups of communities that are planning right now. You can see that many of them are in the western part of the state, and that's largely because that's where our teeny tiny towns are concentrated. So I just wanted to give you a visual, both of how many health departments we have and or boards of health and who's involved in sharing. So quickly, we did some, for this presentation, we've been, as evaluators, we've been going to their planning meetings. We've been reviewing their meeting notes. And then we just recently conducted a series of interviews with almost two representatives, from each of the 11 planning groups. So we interviewed the lead agency and then a randomly selected agency that was pretty actively involved in the meetings. We conducted the interviews over the phone just because getting out 3 hours to do an interview is relatively hard. We audio recorded them, we took detailed notes, and we just completed this, so I'm giving you a rough cut of the data. And we talked about motivation for sharing services, the planning approach, the successes and challenges that they faced, and some lessons learned. I would say the primary motivation for many of the local health agents who were involved in the planning was the recognized lack of capacity to provide state-mandated services. So one person said, we knew that many of the communities we work with didn't have nursing services, communicable disease control, generally speaking. and we felt we could assist them by working together. I would say the primary motor for our town administrators and officials is money. It's at cost savings, but we haven't done those interviews yet. So then another is a close second is a desire to expand services that are currently offered. We want to improve population health. We need to include a broader focus on chronic disease prevention, health education. We can't just do restaurant inspections. We want to improve population health. We have to do more than that. And we can't do that working alone. It provides an opportunity to expand their existing partnerships. And there are, like Lisa, we've also looked at who's already working together on a variety of different things. And there's a lot more service sharing than I think anyone recognizes in our state. And then there's a perceived strength in numbers. If we work together, we might still have public health services at all in 5 years. That's sort of the feeling. So planning strategies, I would say, generally speaking, how did most people approach this work? Most of them hired an outside consultant and perceived to be a neutral body that would come in and facilitate a politically challenging group process. The downside of having an outside consultant was that it was very difficult to find one who was skilled in facilitation and group dynamics and had a good working knowledge of local public health. So that was a challenge for a lot of people, but that was their approach. They met very often. They focused initially on visioning, what do we want this to look like, and then sort of worked backwards from there. They did a lot of data collection just to figure out, you know, what kinds of budgets are we working with, what staffing is in place. Most of them looked at models that might be appropriate. We scoured everywhere to look at models through previous work. We've generated some, but they were certainly looking all over the country for models of regional service sharing. And then a few had joint meetings with Board of Health and elected officials. Things that worked were supportive group dynamics, the ability to come together and break down barriers. Investing up front in relationship building was really important for those groups that I think will probably have the best success. Building on existing relationships, that trust and bonding, planning meetings that had strong facilitation. I can't say that all of our groups had really strong outside consultants, and it showed. It was in a lot of ways. So getting that right facilitator, I think, is really important. And when it did work, it was largely because they had someone that could move a group forward. Because, as you can imagine, you can get bogged down in little tiny details and not move very far. And then the state offered a package of technical assistance that people found very valuable. And legal technical assistance was critical for a lot of communities, and they used that a lot. And then with the evaluation, we provided a lot of data support. We leveraged findings from other studies that we're doing to help them with planning. So those were helpful. Tons of challenges, as you can imagine. This is a very political process. I would highlight one in particular that we've got in communities where there are heterogeneous, where you've got big and small communities coming together to plan. They had an enormous number of challenges. Small municipalities were concerned with being swallowed up by the larger ones, but losing their identity. Larger municipalities were concerned with their resources being sucked up by the smaller ones. So on both sides, it was just very challenging, more challenging when you had very different groups planning together. Differential investment in local public health across municipalities also related to this notion of heterogeneous communities. But in a lot of groups, you have municipalities who only provide services through a volunteer board of health. They put no money into their public health services. And then you have municipalities who do contribute some money to their public health services. And if you're thinking about building a sustainable regional service sharing model, municipalities are going to have to contribute in some way. And So that has been an enormous challenge. And the lack of investment or difference in investment also is related to differences in roles and responsibilities of a local public health department, difference in opinion about what multi-jurisdictional sharing should look like. And then so finally, the State Department of Public Health really wants to use this opportunity to improve the public health infrastructure. And they're pushing gently, I would say gently, for improvement. And there's a mix of readiness to take that on. So some of the grant requirements, people felt like they weren't ready for that, they didn't have the capacity, there wasn't enough money, you can't make us do that. So the requirements of the grant were challenging. So I'm going to just spend 1 second on the different models that we're finding. I think the planning groups work to address issues of governance, staffing, identification of a host agent for implementation, and overall model for service delivery. What we're finding, what we ultimately think we'll see, is a range of service sharing models from sort of coordinated service delivery with the lead agency playing some traffic control over who, you know, I need an inspector, okay, let me send you an inspector here, to a hybrid comprehensive model where there's a core group of communities who work together to provide a comprehensive array of services. And then some of the other groups that have been sitting around the planning table might join in on a few things. So I think there's a real range. And at this point, we think 9 out of the 11 planning groups will actually go forward with implementation. And I know that I'm totally out of time. So I think the one lesson, if I were to share the one lesson that we've learned from this planning group, it's that communities who want to come together to think about regional service sharing should sit and think carefully first about what they want to get out of it. What do you want to achieve? What kind of public health services do you want to provide to your municipality and beyond? And then find like-minded partners. I think that is incredibly important, rather than just because you're contiguous, come together, and you know, lots of wrenches get thrown into the planning pot when you've got people with different agendas, different beliefs, different ideas. And then the other thing is involving your elected officials a little earlier. Most of our groups did not do that. And I think involving them a little earlier is helpful. So I'm going to end with that. We have a few for the state, but I'm going to end with that, and we'll take questions at the end. Okay?